Well, good afternoon and welcome in to the Tuesday Huddle on ESPN Upstate. I am Greg McKinney. Lonzo is here. This is both of our final days of the week.
It's Friday, man.
The rest of the week off. That's a two-day work week. It's tough, man. But we are here today until 4 o'clock in the huddle, and we have lots to talk about. We'll get to Urban Meyer. Big news of the day, certainly, there. Other news. Well, the South Carolina High School League made a pretty big announcement this morning. They are moving all the Saturday championship games to Friday because of weather. And last thing I see up here in the upstate is rain. And certainly if it's not going to snow in the upstate, it's probably not going to snow anywhere else in South Carolina. But they're making this move because of the uncertainty about the Saturday forecast. And not just what it's going to be doing in Columbia, but people have to travel from all over the place to get to the games. Interesting thing is, I guess Friday's a school day, right? School's not out Friday, is it?
No, school's right. Going on.
So they're going to play games, at least one game, during school time. The 4A game will be at Williams-Brice Stadium at 1 o'clock on Friday. And that involves Greer Yellow Jackets from here in our area. Greer and Daniel in the 4A championship game will be at 1 o'clock on Friday. The 3A game will be at 4 o'clock, that is Chester and Dillon for the 3A championship. And then the 5A game, Hannah and Dutch Fork, will be 7:30 p.m. Friday night, like regular Friday night football time.
I wonder, and I don't know this, but I wonder if those schools will find a way to only go to school a half a day to try to get, you know.
Everybody?
Try to
I mean,
get people
the whole
to go
school?
Down there. Yeah.
I've
heard of that happening before.
I mean, how can you get the support for the Greer Yellow Jackets without letting school out early? I don't know. We'll see. I haven't seen an announcement from them yet. And it makes sense that they would have Greer first because they are coming from the northwest part of the state, and that's where the weather is supposed to be. So I guess, you know, you understand this. Probably just erring on the side of caution here. Saturday, it probably would not be snowing in Columbia by any stretch of the imagination, but it'd be a sloppy mess. So it'll be better weather. Weather Friday should be pretty decent, especially in Columbia for these games. So that decision announced this morning, and so everybody's kind of make their plans around that as the all the games will be played Friday now because 2A and 1A were already scheduled in Columbia on Friday at Benedict College. So we'll have games all over the place in the Midlands for state titles coming up on Friday. Once again, 4A at 1 o'clock, 3A at 4 o'clock, 5A at 7:30 at Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia on Friday, not Saturday. So we have that news today. I got some news on Debo Samuel after we left the air yesterday. Right after I said, I think, on the air, Debo will probably play in bowl game. He'll probably play. No, he won't play. He will not play in the bowl game.
He was listening. He's like, I'll show him.
Yeah, and you kind of get it because of all the injuries that he has had, particularly. Does he want to risk that for the Belk Bowl? I'm sure that people are criticizing him. I haven't really looked at message boards and the like, but I'm sure he's catching some flack, as you always do, for not playing in your team's bowl game. But you know, after what we have seen here the last couple of years, I don't think we should be shocked by that. We will also get into the Heisman Trophy vote coming up this weekend. We will have the Heisman show at 7 o'clock here on ESPN Upstate, by the way, on Saturday. Saturday, you're going to be looking for something to watch. Army-Navy is Saturday afternoon, but there's not much going on football-wise. You'll get the NFL playing on Saturday a little later. But Heisman Trophy, that will be the big news on Saturday, I guess, this weekend. We'll have that covered for you. And we'll talk about how that race is kind of a toss-up now, really. Now that Tua had a bad weekend and Kyler Murray had a great weekend, who's going to win the Heisman? We'll talk about that today. We will hear a little bit from Darius Rucker, South Carolina Gamecock. He was on Mike and Golic and Wingo this morning and talked about Hootie. And their reunion tour, I think it's the 25th anniversary of Cracked Rearview, their big signature album. And he talks a little Clemson Tigers here and who he's pulling for in that Clemson-Notre Dame game. Have that for you coming up. Three questions at three and some coaching moves. We do have that as well. So plenty to do today. You can call us at 844-477-3776. Health Care text line 71307. Start your message with ESPN on Twitter, as always, at ESPN Upstate. I don't know if it would go down as shocking news. Maybe the timing surprised some people this morning when the word came that Urban Meyer is retiring as Ohio State's coach after the Rose Bowl. He is coaching in the bowl game. And they've kind of went ahead and made the double move here. Not going to do a coaching search. Ryan Day will be the head coach starting January 2nd. 7 years at Ohio State for Urban Meyer. There is a news conference coming up in less than an hour at 2 o'clock. We will try to bring you some of that live because I'm interested in what Urban has to say. What's Urban's attitude about how he was treated at Ohio State? Will he be a little bit angry or will he just say, hey, look, I have this cyst on the brain, which is causing headaches. Especially when stressed, it just makes sense for me to step away. What do you think, Lonzo? Is Urban mad at Ohio State for the way he was treated?
I'm sure he is mad, but I think he's leaving for health reasons. I know the show that comes on after us will have a field day with this because they don't like Urban Meyer, and that's fine. And there's quite a bit on social media about all things go wrong, and then he suddenly has an illness, and then he'll get better, and he'll get another job. You know what? Those same people, what if you had a cyst on the brain? How would you like people saying that about you? I think that all these things factor in, and I hate to see him go because in 7 years, he's won quite a few games, and he's never lost to Michigan. That's always a positive right there. And, yeah, there was controversy at the beginning of the year, but I've seen people say that he cheated while at Ohio State. I don't recall hearing anything about that. Maybe I'm wrong. He did lie to the media. That made some people pretty mad. That was a bad situation at the beginning of the year. And I'm sure it probably hastened some things, but we don't know if he wasn't going to retire at the end of this year anyway.
Well, he always said he planned on coaching next year. That's what he said over and over this year.
My concern is about Ryan Day. But
you don't like it?
I just remember the last time they took someone off the staff and had them coach. I mean, yeah, he coached really well the first few games this year, but it was Urban's team. And you know Urban had a hand in every game, even though he – anyway, I am concerned about that.
I just wonder what changed his mind, or was he just misleading everybody when he repeatedly said he was going to coach next year? What changed? Because, I mean, I know there were times where he looked stressed and was down on his knees and basically collapsed one time, right? But he still said he planned on coaching in 2019, and he did seem to improve in recent weeks as far as demeanor on the sideline, and he looked pretty darn happy when they beat Michigan the way they did.
You know, I'm sure there'll be speculation that a deal was cut before he come back to say, hey, we're just going to suspend you. You finish this year out, and then you retire. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and then they're going to lie about it all year?
And you can't help but – I know it's conspiracy theory or whatever, but – it's definitely feasible, I think, if you think about it, that they told him, hey, you can have this year. We'll let you go out that way. That way you're not going out over the scandal, but you got to go.
Several Ohio State staff members have told ESPN after they beat Northwestern this past Saturday in the Big Ten Championship that they had noticed a positive change in Meyer toward the end of the season. Athletic Director Gene Smith denied a Football Scoop report last week that Meyer would not coach past 2019. We're not even talking about now, but past 2019, maybe one more year, and then Day would take over as coach. Urban Meyer declined to comment on that. Urban Meyer called Ryan Day elite. When asked about his future opportunities, he said, now's not the time to talk about that, but there will be a time. Well, it was pretty soon. It was pretty darn soon. They wanted to get this announcement out before early signing period, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, December 19th through the 21st. Most of the coaching staff on the road recruiting right now. Ryan Day is 39 years old, so a young guy taking over as the new head coach. He's in his second season on the staff. He worked for Chip Kelly with the 49ers and the Eagles. He has turned down college head coaching opportunities. He turned down offensive coordinator with the Tennessee Titans following 2017. He has been mentioned for college jobs this year. You know, maybe it's this. Maybe they thought to keep Ryan Day, who they really seem to want, we got to make the move now. Or he might take another job. Maybe that's part of it.
That could definitely factor into it, I guess.
He served as their acting head coach for three games during the suspension of Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes were 3-0 under Ryan Day. They beat TCU. It was a decent win in Arlington. The university, of course, suspended him 2 days before, talking about Meyer, 2 days before training camp in August on that whole Courtney Smith accusation against her ex-husband. And Zach Smith, and of course, Meyer's relationship with Zach Smith's grandfather, Earl Bruce, was a factor in that. In fact, Urban Meyer said it clouded his judgment when making decisions about Zach Smith because of his relationship with his grandfather, Earl Bruce. So all of that seems to, maybe it's just collective everything. And look, he gets the right at the end of the year to reevaluate and make a decision.
You know, we've all been in situations where things are okay one day, they're okay the next, but then slowly things just start piling up, and then you're like, you know what? I don't really need to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he comes back, though, eventually?
How old is he?
54. Pretty young.
He's still fairly young.
Yeah. That's the thing. Will he be able to stay away? He didn't stay away when he left Florida. And a lot of people think he won't stay away now. I even see him being thrown around for the Green Bay Packers. I don't know that that makes a whole lot of sense to me. But if he's going to coach at college, I mean, this was his dream job.
Yes, it was.
Some say Notre Dame would be the only other college job he would take.
And that's not going to be available. Right, yeah, I would like to see what he can do in the NFL. So you as a Green Bay fan, would you have a problem with him as your next coach?
I'm skeptical about it. I don't know that Urban Meyer is an NFL kind of guy. Maybe, but it doesn't, you know, set me on fire right now. Do you think he'd be a great NFL coach?
I don't know. He's never coached in the NFL, has he? So we don't know.
We don't know. No. I mean, you know, Ryan Day has more NFL experience than Urban Meyer does. Regardless, I am fascinated to hear what he says today. I don't know who all is going to talk at this 2 o'clock press conference, but we want to hear some of it at least just to see what Urban Meyer says. Because, I mean, he has nothing to lose. He can say what he wants. And they're going to put him out there at 2 o'clock. We will join that right after 2 and listen into a little bit of it just to see what Urban Meyer says. But it is definitely intriguing, and it's definitely big news this morning. And the timing also is, surprising to some people. Not totally unexpected, but a lot of people didn't expect it right now. But that's the announcement that has come out this morning, confirmed, by the way, by Ohio State, and they'll talk about it in more detail in about 45 minutes, so we'll listen into that. Other big college football news, Southern Cal, the Trojans, have hired Cliff Kingsbury to be their offensive coordinator. That's confirmed by ESPN, not yet announced by Southern Cal, but ESPN's reporting that's the deal. He's 39 years old. He'll replace T. Martin, dismissed by Clay Helton as the offensive coordinator last week. Cliff Kingsbury, regarded as a quarterback guru, one of the top offensive minds in the game. He has been pursued by some NFL teams. He recruited, signed, and developed Patrick Mahomes, went from being a lightly recruited three-star high school prospect to one of the top young guns in the NFL for sure. Texas Tech had ranked in the top three in the Big 12 in total offense until this past season. In fact, they were number one in the country in 2016 when Patrick Mahomes was there for his last year. Kingsbury has been offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach at Texas A&M. He worked with Johnny Manziel there. He coached Case Keenum while at Houston. He's been around some pretty highly touted quarterbacks. So that's the change that Clay Helton, I think, is depending on. They got him. He kept his job when they were 5-7, their first losing season since 2000. So he'll look to Kingsbury to reinvigorate that Southern Cal offense. And we will see how that works out. Texas Tech last week hired Utah State's Matt Wells to replace Kingsbury already. So a couple of moves there Big moves today in the college football world. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. 844-477-3776. Health Dare text line 71307. Greg McKinney and Lonzo just underway here. Tuesday huddle for December 4th. Back in a moment on ESPN Upstate. Welcome back to the Huddle ESPN Upstate Tuesday edition. 844-477-3776 is our number. Health Dare text line 71307. So here's the Deebo Samuel Instagram post from yesterday saying he will skip the bowl game for the Gamecocks against Virginia in Charlotte. Deebo said this: Gamecock fans, staying in-state and playing for the team I rooted for my entire life was one of my best decisions. There is no experience that can compare to suiting up in that garnet and black. Coach Muschamp and the staff helped me develop as a player, and even more as a man, thank you. I came back for my senior year to play another season in front of the most passionate fans in the country and to graduate. I now have a chance to support my family and community in a way that could impact so many around me. As much as I would love to suit up one last time for the Gamecocks, having those extra weeks to better prepare for the NFL will be crucial. As I look to the next chapter, I realize the next 6 months will determine my next 4 years and potentially even more. I will be at the bowl game to cheer on my brothers and to thank USC, the fans, and my family for making my dreams come through. So there's the decision from Deebo Samuel, who moves on, skips the bowl game, and will head on to preparations for the NFL. So the season for Deebo Samuel, his last at South Carolina, a very good one. Not gaudy numbers, but good numbers. He had 62 catches, 882 yards, 11 touchdowns. As far as a kick returner, 23 returns, 570 yards. One kick return for a touchdown this year. He averaged 24.8 yards per kick return. What do you think? People going to beat on Deebo for this? I'm not going to beat on Deebo for this. I'm past that. He's not the first one to do this. He won't be the last. It's kind of a trend, and I think his injury history kind of plays into this. Don't you? All the injuries he's had?
Definitely. Because we've seen guys go out in bowl games and get hurt, and the fact that he's been injured before would make you rethink whether you should do it or not. And will people beat him up on it? Yeah, some people will, but those are the same people that will beat up anybody from a certain team. And that's fine. That goes with it. But I think it's a smart move on his part. And we talked about yesterday, will the floodgates open this year on this? And we're starting to see a little bit more. Maybe more this year so far than we've had last year.
It might end up being that way. It's still early and some more decisions can come down. He is the 8th all-time at USC in career receptions. He is tied for ninth in receiving yards, over 2,000 receiving yards for the Gamecocks. And again, he missed a lot of time with injuries.
If you're the coach, do you have a problem with when a player does this, them being on the sideline for the
bowl game? No. Do you?
No. But no, I wonder if the school has a problem with it because they're paying for them to go down there even though they're not playing.
To go to Charlotte from Columbia?
Oh, yeah.
To get on the bus and ride up there? Yeah, I don't know if there's anything
about
that.
I would say gas is expensive, but you can't say that now
No,
either,
it's cheap, too. Yeah. I don't know if there's any change in what they pay for and what they don't pay for once he makes the decision. I wouldn't think so. He scored 28 touchdowns. He's tied for 4th on the all-time touchdown list for South Carolina. So Deebo will be there but will not play.
But still, all the potential we saw, when he first burst on the scene, it's a little disappointing.
Well, it is because of injuries.
Yeah, and it's not his fault.
When he was in there, he was lights out, man. He really was good. And he had a good year.
I just hope that he's able to get this under control and is able to reach his potential in the NFL.
Yeah. First round pick?
I don't know.
Close.
Yeah, I would say if first, it's late first.
Yeah.
Maybe the beginning of the second round.
Yeah. We don't have a decision from Brian Edwards now. He hasn't said whether he's coming back. I think he will. He's a junior. But he was asked after the game this past Saturday what he's going to do. He did not commit. He's thinking about it, I guess. I would think he could benefit from another year.
He should at least play in the bowl game, even if he decides that he's...
Yeah, I think he's doing that.
Yeah.
I think he's doing that. But Bryan Edwards, receiving this year, was the number two receiver in terms of yardage, 809 on 52 catches. He had 7 touchdowns. Yeah, they don't want to lose both of them. You know, they don't want Shai Smith, they have, and he had a good year. Josh Van had a good year. They've got guys coming in, but they definitely need Bryan Edwards to come back, and we will await that decision. But Deebo Samuel says, I'm going to skip the bowl game. It's the Belk Bowl. I mean, let's face it, you don't do that if it's a college football playoff game.
That I think that's the only way he would have still played.
Yeah.
Is if it was a playoff game.
Right. Doesn't matter what bowl game it is.
I can't recall, but has anybody missed a playoff game? I don't think so.
I don't either. I don't recall that either. We talked about this last year that, you know, it's going to become a bigger story when guys start skipping football playoff games. But I don't know of anybody that has done that at this point. And we'll see. It's not too late for them to make such an announcement. 844-477-3776. Go to Delvin on the phone. Hi, Delvin. Welcome into the huddle. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing? First of all, I don't see nothing. I don't see anything wrong with what Deebo is doing. Like you said, he had injuries before, and so I don't see nothing wrong with doing it. I'm surprised that a lot of ball players ain't doing it, but we still see some players do it before, but I think it'll be some more players do it. But I don't think it's going to open up the floodgates, you know. You just think, you know, that's the situation you got that you got to take advantage of, and that's what they're doing. As far as for my go, you know, well, your health is more important than football, and you saw him on the sideline sometimes dealing with the injury. So, a good time for him to retire, given the offseason he had in this past year. So, he's going out after the Rose Bowl, and they're trying to do what Oklahoma did with Bob Stoops and Lincoln Riley. I hope they can have the success they had with Ryan Day to do the same thing Lincoln Riley is doing. It could be great for him.
Thank you, Delvin. Appreciate it. Is it the same thing as Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma?
See, I don't think so, because it's the end of the season. The season will be over.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about it, with Ryan Day, I think this will ease a lot of Ohio State fans. He's already had a trial. I mean, but again, like I said earlier, it's with Urban's players and all that kind of stuff, but he's had a trial run. Yeah. And, you know, all the media praise that he got and stuff, put all that stuff aside, he won the games that he was the head coach as. So, again, I'm worried, but think about it. Wouldn't you be worried? You're losing one of the greatest coaches in college football history, mm-hmm, is leaving. So the next guy is supposed to measure up to that.
Yep.
There probably is going to be a drop off. Maybe not next year, because you still got all Urban's players in there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the following year.
Didn't have a drop off at Oklahoma from Stoops to Lincoln Riley, did you?
Right,
I mean,
but that's only 1 year. What I'm saying is, once Urban's players get out of there, then you actually
recruiting all that stuff. Yeah. No, I know. I understand being worried. I mean, how do you replace Urban Meyer? I don't know that you do.
You know, the same thing is going to happen, and people say their names in the same sentence when Saban leaves, and he can't be there forever. He's not going to live forever. Somebody else is going to have to come in and take his place. We've seen the greats throughout sports history. Another guy has to come in, and there's always going to be that trepidation of, can this next guy come close to living up to that? And basically a legend is leaving. They're not going to be able to live up to that.
Well, maybe not. But, yeah, I don't think it's the wrong move to promote Ryan Day.
I don't either. I'm still worried.
Yeah, I understand the nervousness about it, because you don't know what kind of step back you might take here. You know, Urban Meyer is pretty unique in the college football coaching ranks. Louisville is naming Scott Satterfield their next head coach. So he didn't get the North Carolina job. He'll get the Louisville job to replace Bobby Petrino. That announcement expected. I think he's on his way up there for the formal announcement. 6 years with Appalachian State, where he played as a quarterback from 92 to 95. He was 51-24 as a coach. 10-2 this year. They beat Louisiana to win the Sun Belt Championship on Saturday, 30-19. And as soon as Jeff Brohm turned down Louisville, they set their sights on Scott Satterfield. So he's expected to be introduced shortly as the new guy there. I think that's probably, all I wonder about is Satterfield going into that mess. But, you know, that's a nice jump. Nice jump. Man, I mean, if you don't think Lamar Jackson was the whole deal at Louisville, look where they went.
Yeah, well,
after he left.
He's going to have a cushion. I mean, I don't think they're going to expect him to come in and go undefeated or anything.
No.
So he'll have a little while to set things right.
Yeah, we'll see if he's up to that level of football. And I kind of think that's probably a pretty good move for Louisville to bring him in. They've got some work to do, though. It's not going to be easy. All right, let's take another break. 844-477-3776. Going to talk about the Heisman Trophy now. Is it Tua? Is it Kyler Murray? Get Greg McElroy's thoughts on that whole thing. Coming up as we roll on here on the Tuesday Huddle after the break on ESPN Upstate. So your finalists for the Heisman Trophy are Tua Tagovailoa, Kyler Murray, and Dwayne Haskins, Ohio State. And now the odds, by at least some Vegas betting houses, are favoring Kyler Murray. After one bad weekend for Tua, and he did have a bad game, in the Alabama-Georgia game in the SEC Championship, even though Bama came back and won it. Of course, he was hurt. And, of course, it was Jalen Hurts that led them back in that game. But everything seems to have changed with one weekend in college football. Big weekend, nonetheless, but one weekend. Greg McElroy of ESPN, he has a vote for the Heisman Trophy. And here are his thoughts about the way things are developing.
I was flip-flopping between Kyler and Tua. What Kyler's done statistically is absolutely ridiculous. He's so explosive. And Tua, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. I don't want to be someone that evaluates only the SEC championship performance, because I look at what he did against great defenses like Mississippi State and LSU and just how efficient he was throughout the course of the regular season. So I waited to the 11th hour, and it was such a difficult call for me. I cannot reveal that publicly, but I can see very easily how people are wavering from Kyler to Tua and kind of depending on how the wind blows.
Yep. And nobody that's voting is supposed to reveal their vote, so that's why. McElroy is not saying who he's voting for in that, but it has definitely changed, Lonzo. It has definitely shifted in one big weekend of football in favor of Kyler Murray. I think it's going to be a very close vote this weekend.
See, I don't want to be a part of this conversation because I think Dwayne Haskins should be.
He ain't getting it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been watching some other stuff and people are saying, I mean, didn't he just break a record? Didn't he? I mean, he deserves, you don't even think he needs to be in the conversation.
No, he's there. He's one of the finalists. He's one of the three guys that will be there. But he's not beating those two guys.
So you would be completely shocked if somehow Haskins won this?
Yes.
I would not. Yeah, I know what glasses I'm wearing right now, but I would not. He deserves to be in the conversation. There's a reason why he's there. If I weren't picking Dwayne Haskins, I still would go with Tua. Because, one bad game does not ruin what he's done this entire season and looking back to what he did coming in a national championship game last year. And it also comes down to what is this award really? Is it a popularity award or is it the best player in college football? I'm sorry, the best offensive player in college football.
Didn't have to be offensive.
When's the last time a defensive guy won?
Woodson?
Which was when?
100 years ago?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's been a long time. But look, these two guys, Tagovailoa and Kyler Murray, they are the top two guys in quarterback rating this year. They are in the college football playoff. I don't know that that it's going to be that close with your guy. I'm sorry.
No, listen, I get that. But I'm more impressed with Tua. I just am.
Yeah.
I mean, what he has done the entire year, and people are so fickle. I mean, he's hurt, and so, you know, he has a bad game because he's hurt, and he gets to take it. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Look.
Before that happened, there was no question it was going to be Tua. That's all anybody said the entire year.
Well, I mean, Kyler Murray had a great year. He would have been in the hunt. The thing to me is how dominant Alabama was. And, you know, you can talk about, well, that's because they're a better all-around team and better defensively. But you look at the games that Oklahoma not only lost to Texas 48-45 back in October, they almost lost to Army. Army is a good Army team, a 9-win team. That was an overtime game, and Kyler Murray had 165 yards. Why does that not matter? You know, you talk about what Tua did against Georgia last weekend, which was like 164 yards against Georgia. Didn't play the whole game, got hurt. What about that with Kyler Murray? What about the game that they had with Texas Tech, which they won by 5 points, or Oklahoma State, which they won by 1 point? There were shootouts, and Kyler Murray was okay on that game. He didn't have too many bad games. He only had 213 passing yards against TCU, but they won easily. The other thing I think about is the difference in the schedules. And yeah, Texas was rated when they lost to them, rated number 19, barely in the top 20. West Virginia was number 13 when they beat them, and then Texas this time around was number 14 when Oklahoma beat them. But Tua beat the number 22 team in Texas A&M, the number 3 team, we're talking about at the time of the game, in LSU, the number 16 team in Mississippi State, and last weekend the number 4 team in Georgia. That's a little tougher. And they beat them all. They won every game. I don't know. I probably am with you. I think it's going to be really close, and I think it might go to Kyler Murray, but I would give it to him at this point. I would give it to Tagovailoa. If you can just not be a prisoner of the moment and just remember the last thing you saw,
see,
which was this
past
weekend.
Because it's just a popularity award. That's why people have turned so much to Kyler Murray right now.
But it's close. It is close. I mean, I don't think Kyler Murray is undeserving of the award. And it won't be shocking, and I won't be, you know, picketing the choice here. I mean, he has been outstanding. There's no question about that. He has come on strong, and Oklahoma's offense is really, really, really good. Great offensive line, and they're probably on a roll right now as much as anybody is. All right, got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. This is The Huddle on ESPN Upstate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Got Clemson basketball for you tonight. The Tigers in St. Peter's, first time they've ever played. 6:30 airtime, 7 o'clock tip tonight here on ESPN Upstate. Back to the phones we go in The Huddle. Let's talk to Summer next. Hi, Summer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. What's up?
I just wanted to say that I don't think Dwayne Haskins is going to get much votes. I'd be surprised if he got one. But my big question is, Tua, I think he deserves it, but do you think this would even be a conversation had he played the full game of every game instead of splitting with the backup?
Yeah. I do think it would still be a conversation, but you're right. His total stats, because he barely played any fourth quarters all year and a lot of times didn't play much of the second half. So his total stats, total yardage, that kind of thing, are going to pale in comparison to Kyler Murray's. But, yeah, I still think it would be a conversation. I don't think that's what's doing him in as much as what happened this past Saturday. And, I'm still not convinced he's not going to get it, but, man, it's looking a little shaky for him right now. You obviously choose Tua, right?
I do. I think he deserves it. I'm with you. I don't think one game should determine the outcome. I mean, yes, it was the biggest game he's played, you know, the championship game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't go wrong with Saban picking, you know, to put the backup in just because Tua was hurt. But I think he would have been able to finish the game had he been healthy all season. So his knee, ankle, I mean, he was shaken up for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
No question. The injuries played a lot of a role in this. Thank you for the call, Summer. Call back anytime. We appreciate it. I used to be close. She says your boy's getting no votes. Zero.
I disagree. He'll get more than one.
Yeah, he will.
He'll get a decent share. He won't win, but I still think Tua is probably going to win this thing.
Hey, close though. I mean, this could be one of the closer. We'll see. Maybe they surprise us and somebody runs away with it. There is a Twitter account called Pardon My Take, which is basically a podcast from Barstool Sports. So take this for what it's worth. Harden My Take says, per sources, former Clemson quarterback Kelly Bryant is expected to announce, he says tomorrow, but now that's today, tonight is when the announcement's making, that he is transferring to Arkansas, per sources, barring a last-second change of heart, according to sources familiar with his decision. There you go, for what it's worth. I think like 7:30 tonight that Kelly Bryant's supposed to announce where he's going to go. We'll see. We'll see. If you trust, pardon my take, it's Arkansas.
It wouldn't be a surprise if he went there.
No, I don't think so either. We got the news today that Jared Stidham is, in fact, going on to the NFL. So that clears that path at Auburn as well.
Well, and, I guess if you want to prove that you're a really good quarterback, that's the place to go.
I mean,
you can only go up.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, Chad Morris will sling it around and do whatever. I mean, I don't know if you sling it around with Kelly Bryant, though. I don't know about that. We'll see. We'll see if that turns out to be the case. The announcement is expected tonight. I know you kind of like North Carolina, you said, right?
No, I went. We went with Auburn. You went with Auburn.
I went with Auburn. Oh, yeah. I thought you went somewhere else.
No, I went Auburn.
I should listen to the show more carefully.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't pay attention that much.
No, you listen to you. You just don't listen to me. That's fine. I get that.
I thought you had somebody else going.
I did not.
That one. All right. Anyway, tonight we will know, and we won't be here to talk about it tomorrow, but anyway, we see how it's looking there. I said yesterday that I thought maybe Arkansas would be in the mix, too. So I wouldn't be surprised at that as well, but we'll find out.
I still say Auburn is his best bet because he's wanting to impress NFL scouts, and he's going to get more attention at Auburn.
Well, yeah, he will, and they're decent. You know, they're not great, but they're decent. And it looks like Gus Malzahn will be there, so that's helpful as well to Kelly Bryant. It's been a long process for him to decide what he wants to do. But apparently, tonight is the night, and we'll get this thing nailed down, and we can move forward. A little bad news for the Pittsburgh Steelers on James Conner, their running back. He is out this Sunday against the Raiders. Has an ankle sprain. Mike Tomlin said today this injury is more significant than originally thought. He had classified the injury as a lower leg contusion after the loss to the Chargers, 33-30 last week. Steelers come into Oakland with rookie Jalen Samuels, veteran Stephen Ridley, and Trey Edmonds, promoted from the practice squad. That's their running back situation. Impressed with that? That's kind of tough. Connor was hurt on a tackle late in the fourth quarter on a 10-yard screen pass. Samuels finished the drive and caught a 10-yard touchdown pass. After a rough two-week stretch that included a crucial fumble in Denver, Connor got going on Sunday with 60 rushing yards and a couple of touchdowns on 15 carries, and he had 14 receiving yards. He is among the league leaders with 12 rushing touchdowns. As far as Ridley, Stephen Ridley is concerned, he has a 1,000-yard season back when he was with the Patriots, but as a backup this year, he has carried the ball 18 times for 56 yards. Samuels is a fifth-round pick out of NC State, only has 31 yards on 12 carries this year. He has been a pretty good pass catcher, has 7 catches, a couple touchdowns. Wide receiver Antonio Brown said after the game, he doesn't like to see teammates go down, but every guy in a helmet is upholding the standard, and anyone can be the reason we win. So the Steelers without James Conner coming into this weekend's game, and they play the Oakland Raiders. And if you take a look at the situation right now for the Pittsburgh Steelers going into this game this weekend, they are in first place, but by only half a game. They have a 7-4-1 record. Baltimore Ravens have a 7-5 record. So it's pretty important that they get the win over a not very good Raiders team that has won 2 games. They probably still win this thing, whoever they have in there at running back, but we will see. All right, 844-477-3776. They're about to start, we believe, the Urban Meyer Ohio State press conference in Columbus, and we're going to join that after the break and see what Urban has to say about his decision to retire after the bowl game this season. So we have that coming up for you and much more as we cruise into hour number 2 of the huddle here on ESPN Upstate with Greg McKinney and Lonzo for Tuesday afternoon. Stay with us. Back with that right after break.